Diva Kaja is me sure Joe Ballard Thoughtful Show Rise with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. On this week's programme, well, we'll be hearing a few of our old favourites, songs that I know are very popular with Irish people and people who are not Irish all around the world. But we're starting with a track from Mick Galvin, who's very proud of this little island of ours.
There's a beautiful isle in the Western Ocean. It's an island so lovely, so pretty and grand, and its name fills its sons and its daughters with sadness. When it's heard on the shores off some far distant land, it's Ireland, God bless her, the birthplace of heroes, the home of the poet, the warrior and sage. Though the bard and the chieftain no longer may cheer her, they live forever on history's page. Sure, I love every blade of green grass on your mountain, every leaf on your tree, every rock on your strand. Sure, I love the green shamrock and pure crystal fountain, and I love you forever, my own native land. You once were a proud and the glorious nation. Your scholars and scribes were renowned far and wide, till darkness came over, brought sad transformation. Your family starved and their homes were destroyed. They turned out your children to spoil their great power. They tried hard to break them those long years ago, but the Irish they found were like soft leafy flowers, and the more you would pluck them, the faster they'd grow. grass on your mountain. Every leaf on your tree, every rock on your strand. Sure, I love the green shamrock and pure crystal fountain. And I love you forever, my own native land. And I love you forever, my own native land.
I think that singer has a great voice. Mick Galvin, I love you forever, my own native land. And now a song from a singer that we don't hear too often on Sounds Irish, simply because I haven't got an awful lot of his material. But I came across this track the other day from Brendan Shine, and he's singing the praises of the Rose of Castlereagh. Now there's another rose. I wonder how many songs about roses we've got here in Ireland. And Brendan should know, he's from that area.
Oh, the lambs were playing in the fields and the tulips were in flower. When I left the home that I loved so well, I'll ne'er forget the hour. Before me was the Atlantic waves to a home in Tennessee. And I left behind me the girl I loved, she's the Rose of Castlereagh. She may not have been a beauty queen, she might never be a rose. But to me she is the fairest flower that in the garden grows. And although I am in America, across the Atlantic sea, should I always love my Roscommon girl, she's the Rose of Castlereagh. It's many's the night that I lie in bed, that my thoughts so fondly go to the lovely days when I walk my love on the road out by Knock Row. Her smiling face, her shining hair was a joy for all to see. 'Twas a cruel day that I went away from you and Castlereagh. She may not have been a beauty queen, she might never be a rose. But to me she is the fairest flower that in the garden grows. And although I am in America, across the Atlantic sea, should I always love my Roscommon girl, she's the Rose of Castlereagh. I opened up the Roscommon Herald that I just received today, for to read about my native town and my friends so far away. But the tears began to blind me as I glanced across page 3 at a picture of her wedding day of the Rose of Castlereagh. Farewell to you, Roscommon, from Clonfad to the Shannon Shore. Farewell to Boyle and French Park, I will never see you more. The cotton fields near Memphis must remain a home for me, but I'll always love my Roscommon girl, the Rose of Castlereagh. She may not have been a beauty queen, she might never be a rose, but to me she is the fairest flower that in the garden grows. And although I am in America, across the Atlantic sea, should I always love my Roscommon girl, she's the Rose of Castlereagh. Should I always love my Roscommon girl, she's the Rose of Castlereagh.
I'll always love my Roscommon girl, she's the Rose of Castlereagh. Castlereagh is in County Roscommon. I think he named one or two of the towns as well there. Brendan Shine. And apologies, there were one or two blips in that, but I don't think it spoiled it for you. Just want to let you know about this next track from Dermot O'Brien. It's a little longer than we usually have, but it's too good to fade. A couple of songs that you all know so well, you might like to clap your hands or tap your feet or nod your head or whatever you do. Listen to Dermot O'Brien and join in. I will.
Oh, it seems like only yesterday I left the covert cart. And on a ship from Aaron's Isle, I landed in New York. There was nearly a friend to greet me, a stranger on the shore. But Irish luck was with me, boys, and fortune came galore. But now I'm going back again to dear old Aaron's Isle. Friends will meet me on the quay and greet me with a smile. There's been so many I near forgot, I've been so long away. But me mother will introduce them all, and this to me will say, shake hands with your uncle Mike, me boy, and here's your sister Kate. Sure, she's the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbours and kiss the Collins all. You're as welcome as the flowers are made to dear old Donegal. Miss McNamara and the leader of the band. Although we're small in number, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and wins and at every fancy ball. And when we go to funerals, we play the march from Saul. Oh, the drums go bang at the cymbals, clang at the horns, they blaze away. McCartney pumps the old bassoon and Doyle the pipes display. Tennessee tickles the flute, the music is something grand. I credit two old island boys as back the mariner's band. Ta da da da, ta da da da, da 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 da, ta da da da, ta da 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 da, ta da 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 da, ta da 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 da.
Lively numbers in 6/8 time there from Dermot O'Brien. On last week's programme, I played you a track by John Garry. I think it was My Wild Irish Rose. Got an email during the week from a listener who asked if I could play another John Garry track. She says she loved his voice and could I possibly play something by him on this week's programme. Certainly I will, but as I said, I think it was earlier about Brendan Shine. I don't have a lot of John Garry's material, but I will look it up in the next couple of weeks. But what I do have here by John Garry is one of my favourite Dublin songs, and it's a song that we all know so well. And once again, we can join in the chorus.
In Dublin's fair city, where girls are so pretty, 'twas there I first saw my sweet Molly Malone. She wheeled a wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, but sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. They each wheeled a barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive. Died of a fever, and nothing could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Her ghost wheels a barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Her ghost cries cockles and
And that's how it finishes. Cockles and mussels with the ghost singing it. But he forgot about the live alive orbit at the end. John Gary. A little earlier, we heard Brendan Shine singing about the praises of his home in Castle Ree in County Roscommon. We're moving, although we're still in the west of Ireland, we're moving up from County Roscommon and we're going to County Sligo. Here's a similar sort of song by PJ Murray, and he's thinking about his old Sligo home.
Much have I travelled, many sights I have seen, since I left my home in that island of green. From London to Boston, wherever I roam, I long to return to my old Sligo home. How joyful that good day that we all spend as we walk by Glencar, so happy and content. In hazelwood meadows I oft walked alone, mid scenes of contentment near my old Sligo home. For the bright lights of London are pretty to see, and the sidewalks of New York are so grand to me. But I change it all and nevermore roam to take the road westward, my old Sligo home. You see great Ben Bulben and the high mountain array, and the sun reclining o'er sweet Sligo Bay. Garibaldi River flows out to the foam, amidst the green hillside near my old Sligo home.
and the kind folks I knew. Every song and story with hearts loyal and true. Someday I will wander back home across the foam to take the road westward to my old Sligo home. For the bright lights of London are pretty to see, and the sidewalks of New York are so grand to me. But I change it all and never more to take the road westward to my old Sligo home. Take the road westward to my old Sligo home.
PJ Murphy and My Old Sligo Home. And I'll dedicate that to any listener from Sligo who happens to be listening to the programme this week. I hope that brought you nearer home. It's just dawned on me. We're a good way through the programme and we haven't had a female vocalist. Going to put that right now, because one of the regular contributors to Sounds Irish is Anne Breen. And she's singing a song in praise of her mother, Pal of My Cradle Days.
What a friend, what a pal. Only now I can see how you dreamed and you planned all for me. I never knew what a mother goes through. There's nothing that you didn't do. Pal of my cradle days, I've needed you always. Since I was a baby upon your knee, you sacrificed everything for me. I stole the gold from your hair. I put the silver threads there. I don't know any way I could ever repay. Dearest friend, dearest pal, it was me who caused you every sorrow and heartache you knew. Your face so fair, I have wrinkled with care. I placed every line that is there. For me,
A lovely version of that song. That was Anne Breen with a gorgeous backing, was it? Pal of My Cradle Days. Now it's the turn of Red Hurley. You remember on last week's programme I played an emigrant song by Red Hurley. I'm going to give you an extract from a live performance in Dublin's Olympia Theatre that Red made a good few years ago. I did play this on the programme some time ago, but it's been some time since I played it. Take a listen to Red Hurley as he sings Danny. It's a peace trilogy. It is a little longer, but it's well worth listening to.
Beautiful piece of music. Thank you, Andy, whenever you're ready. This is called Danny, a peace trilogy. Good night to you all. Thank you very much.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes, those pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all those flowers are dying. It's you, 'tis you, must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. Your drums and guns and guns and drums, ooh, ooh. With your drums and guns and guns and drums, ooh, ooh. Where are the legs that used to run when you went on to carry a gun? Indeed, your dancing days are done. Why, Danny, I hardly knew ya. So beat the drum slowly, play the fife slowly, sound the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley, there lay the sword on me, for I'm a young soldier and I know I've done wrong. And I shall hear those salty tread above to be there.
well-deserved applause for Red Hurley and his Danny Trilogy. Now, this next bit of fun needs a little bit of explanation before I play it. It's Foster and Allen telling us all about Sergeant Murphy. Now, Sergeant Murphy was a policeman. Now, in rural Ireland for many years, people, well, the pubs were supposed to close at a certain time, maybe 11 o'clock, and there was to be no more after-hours drinking, because if you were caught after-hours drinking, you were brought to court and what have you. So Sergeant Murphy came to this town and he insisted on this rule. There was to be no drinking after hours. But, well, listen to Foster and Allen.
Now in this town there is a bar where you can have a late night jar as long as you have money enough to pay. But when you hear the late night knock, the only sound's the old bar clock, 'cause Sergeant Murphy's out to catch his prey.
Drink up your jars, no after hours, that's what you'll hear the sergeant say.
But when the sergeant's gone, sure, the cracket still goes on, and we'll be drinking here until the break of day. The sergeant doesn't touch the beer, he only came to town last year and vowed that every pub would close on time. And at the meeting in the hall, he made it clear to one and all that late night drinking he would undermine.
Drink up your jars, no after hours, that's what you'll hear the sergeant say.
But when the sergeant's gone, sure, the cracket still goes on, and we'll be drinking here until the break of day. Sergeant tried and tried again, but all his efforts were in vain, for never a late night drinker could he find. And as the nights went slowly by, the sergeant he would sit and cry, his will to catch the drinkers had declined.
Drink up your jars, no after hours, that's what you'll hear the sergeant say.
But when the sergeant's gone, sure, the cracket still goes on, and we'll be drinking here until the break of day. So the next time that you're in our town and Sergeant Murphy can't be found, check your watches, is it after hours? For the sergeant, he became immune, and now he plays a different tune. Now good old Sergeant Murphy's one of ours.
Serve up more jars, more after hours, that's what you'll hear the sergeant say.
For the sergeant, he has turned around, the latest drinker in the town, he's drinking here until the break of day.
Serve up more jars, more after hours, that's what you'll hear the sergeant say.
For the sergeant, he has turned around, the latest drinker in the town, he's drinking here until the break of day.
He's drinking here until the break of day.
Ha ha ha, yes. Foster and Allen. And Sergeant Murphy's now become one of ours. Now, I did mention at the beginning of the programme that there would be some favourites on this week's programme. This is one of my favourite Mary Black tracks. It's not an Irish song, as I regularly point out. It's a song from the northeast of England, actually. But Mary does a wonderful job on The Rose of Allendale.
Oh, the sky was clear, the morn was fair, no breath came over the sea. When mountainside and fragrant Take